This is VOA News via a remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescue efforts continue following a Russian missile strike on a crowded shopping center in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles Ziladesma.
Emergency teams are searching through the charred rubble of the shopping mall in Kremenchuk for more victims of the Russian strike. The regional governor says at least 18 people have been killed. Emergency services report more than 60 wounded. The UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting to discuss the attack. The hit coincides with Russia's all-out assault on the last Ukrainian stronghold in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk province, while forces also pummel other Ukrainian cities. I'm Charles Ziladesma.
The Group of Seven is wrapping up a summit intended to send a strong signal of long-term commitment to Ukraine's future. The G7 wants to ensure that Russia pays a higher price for its invasion while also attempting to alleviate a global hunger crisis and show unity against climate change. The leaders on Monday pledged to support Ukraine for as long as it takes after conferring by video link with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Zelensky's address came amid a grinding Russian advance in Ukraine's east. It came hours before Ukrainian officials reported a deadly Russian missile strike on a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk, and the summit wrapped up on Tuesday. 46 people were found dead after being abandoned in a tractor trailer on a remote back road in San Antonio in what marked the latest tragedy to claim the lives of migrants smuggled across the border from Mexico to the United States. 16 people were hospitalized, including 4 children. Police Chief William McManus said a city worker at the scene was alerted to the situation by a cry for help shortly before 6 p.m. Monday. A fire chief said 12 of those taken to the hospitals were adults and 4 were children. This is VOA News. Senior Biden officials, administration officials, have quietly traveled to Venezuela in the latest bid to rebuild relations with the South American oil giant. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
A State Department spokesperson says the U.S. delegation that arrived in Caracas includes Ambassador James Story, who heads the U.S. government Venezuelan Affairs Unit out of neighboring Colombia. The visit comes as the Ukraine war drags on and is driving gas prices higher because of sanctions on Russia. The delegation also includes Roger Carstens, the special presidential envoy on hostage affairs. His visit is said to be a welfare check focused on the safety of several detained U.S. citizens, including a group of oil executives from Houston-based Citgo, jailed for more than 4 years. There have been recent signs of thawing relations between Washington and Caracas. I'm Norman Hall.
Investigators are still trying to surveil the scene of a deadly Amtrak train crash in which 3 people were killed and dozens more were injured. It occurred when an Amtrak passenger train traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago struck a dump truck and derailed in a remote rural area of the state of Missouri. At a news conference, the Corporal Justin Dunn of Missouri Highway Patrol says the investigation into the derailment is actually just beginning.
Medical helicopters transported medical services, responded to the scene. Each agency transported multiple victims. Officials from Amtrak are responding to the scene, and the NTSB has been advised. The investigation is in its preliminary stages, and as more information becomes available, we will be releasing it at that time.
Sound courtesy of KMIZ TV. The UN political chief is urging Libya's rival factions to agree on measures governing the transition to elections during talks in Geneva later in the week. Rosemary DiCarlo expressed hope this will lead to long-awaited voting at the earliest possible date. She told the UN Security Council on Monday that during talks in Cairo from June 12th, to the 20th, the rivals reached a broad consensus on most of the contentious articles in the proposed 2017 constitution, which she said was commendable. DiCarlo said the UN is encouraged that both sides accepted a UN invitation to meet on transition arrangements in Geneva on June 28th through the 29th. Recapping our top story, rescue efforts continue following a Russian missile strike on a crowded Ukrainian city. A shopping center in Ukraine. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.